You know, I'm 63, so I've been at this for, well, you know, since I was a teenager and writing. And this is the kind of validation one dreams about, and that, of course, rarely, mostly never comes. So it's a real stunner.
Our society doesn't pay that much attention to poetry for the most part, other than in music, I guess, you know, the idea that Bob Dylan and others would be recognized for their writing and their poetry. But other than that, there's not a lot of people who purposely go to a bookstore and buy a collection of poetry or pay attention or come to readings of poetry. Why do you think that is?
Well, we live in a time of spectacle. It's a really visual time, and people are reading fewer books. But the curious thing is that, just read a recent study, although people are reading fewer books, people are reading more poetry books. And I think partly because it's such a visual time, and in a time where we're bombarded by incoming, that people are looking for some quiet and some depth, something that goes deeper than a Twitter feed and a picture of a cat on Facebook. And so, curiously, it's the young who keep finding poetry, as they have in every culture. This is the first time we've ever had a culture so dependent on logical language, on reading just for information. Because always in cultures there have been other uses of language connected with shamanism and griots and healing and magic and spiritual life.
Although born in California, much of Forrest Gander's life has been lived on the East Coast. About a year and a half ago, he moved back to California and now lives in Petaluma.
I love Petaluma. I just love Petaluma. I live on a great street. I live next to a history teacher who taught at the high school. I'm on the other side. My neighbors, Stacy and Bryce, have rabbits and dogs and cats and chickens and bees, and they bring over honey and eggs. And guy up the street is practicing saxophone for the California Honey Drops. And the people right across the street from me are inventors, and there's a couple who run a house music party every month that fills up with 50 of our neighbors, every age, every ethnic group in the community appear there. It's a great community. I feel so warmly taken in. And every morning I wake up, I go to CrossFit 38. That's my little social life, and it gives me enough energy. It cuts out all my nervous energy. It uses that right up so I can focus the rest of the day.
Wow, so it seems like it's a perfect fit for you.
It's a great place. I'm really glad to be here.